Hey, it's Michael Hurst. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the 80 from the 80s podcast. Before I actually get going with the song, I just want to let everybody know that I'm doing a big show, or rather shows, 80 from the 80s live at Joe's Pub here in New York City on May 28th. There's a 7 p.m. show and a 9:30 p.m. show. The 7 p.m. show is pretty close to sold out, and the 9:30 show just went up for sale, but grab tickets soon before it's too late. Special guests include Stephen Merritt and Claudia Gonson from the Magnetic Fields. Tanya Donnelly from Belly, the Throwing Muses, and the Breeders is coming down from Boston. Joanna Sternberg, Xavier Smith, Mamie Minch, and the person featured in this very episode, Cowboy Lou, singing Fishing in the Dark.
There's a yellow moon coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by Old Stump Road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars with a cool grass grow. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Staying the whole night through, feel so good. Almost over, summer's coming, days getting long. Days getting waited all winter for the time to be right, just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we sit forever and the fish don't bite. We'll jump in the river and cool ourselves in the heat of the night. Baby, get ready. In the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars with cool grass grow. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Staying the whole night through, feel so good to be with.
That was Fishing in the Dark featuring Cowboy Lou on lead vocals. Christian Lindsay's on drums, and then Alyssa Lamb is on the main backing vocals. There's also some backing vocals by myself, as well as Carrie Hill. Now, the song is best known, of course, as being performed by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. However, it was not written by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Actually, they do write some of their own music, but they did not write this particular song. It was written by Wendy Waldman and Jim Fotoglio. And in fact, the song was actually released by Ed Bruce, the country singer Ed Bruce, before the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band got their dirty, gritty hands on it in 1987. And I will confess, I'm not a country music aficionado, at least not contemporary country music, even going back to the 80s. But that's the fun of this project, is letting the singer pick the song. And Cowboy Lou picked Fishing in the Dark. Why? Well, here's Cowboy Lou.
Summer nights are where some of the best love stories begin. Fishing in the Dark is a song that transports you to the warmth of a summer night, no matter what time of year it is. The romance is sitting under the moonlight with the fireflies, fishing for simpler times. I wanted to do Fishing in the Dark because there's just nothing more romantic than fireflies on a summer night. We're all fishing for something. In the dark most days, on what exactly for. But fishing nonetheless.
And there you have it from Cowboy Lou. If that sounded a little bit like A Prairie Home Companion, you're not far off. It turns out Waldman, one of the composers, suggested the title Fishing in the Dark after listening to an episode of A Prairie Home Companion on the radio. Now, Cowboy Lou actually is a Southerner, comes from Texas, and currently lives upstate in the Hudson Valley, and you can find him performing at various shows, including Pride in June. When Cowboy Lou first suggested the song, I went back and listened to it a bunch, and my instinct was to take it into a more bouncy, almost circus-like world, where there's this clavinet, starts off with this bouncy clavinet sound, and then bring in like a marching band. I almost envisioned like a tuba and all these brass instruments coming across the stage. Who knows, maybe we'll get a brass band for the show at Joe's Pub. But that was where I took it. And actually, before I even laid any of those tracks down, Cowboy Lou drove over to a house I was renting last summer and put down some vocals. I then added all the other tracks, and Cowboy Lou was not super thrilled with how his vocals went with all of that. So he ended up redoing all the singing, and I'm actually glad he did. It took a little longer than expected, but really amazing how it turned out. I love the vocal quality and the recording. So thank you, Cowboy Lee, for going the extra mile. And thank you all for listening to this. Really appreciate it, as always. You can reach out to me at michaelhurst.com, where you'll find a link to my Patreon page. Bye-bye.